So, speaking of saving stuff, Dan Erisman of the North Coast Environmental Center, you have been traipsing around marijuana grows. How's that been going?
The traipsing has been, it's been really interesting. The last couple of days we've been out, tributaries of the Trinity River, and it's been really amazing to see so many volunteers come out to that as part of a large effort in conjunction with other nonprofit organizations throughout this region, and law enforcement as well, working hand in hand to clean up trespass marijuana operations on our national forest land. And it really was amazing how many folks turned out to help clean up going on really steep hillsides that are prone to erosion, clearing out miles upon miles of the black poly irrigation piping, and cleaning up lots of trash. Over 25 net loads. We were working in conjunction with law enforcement that had access to a helicopter. We helicoptered out 25 net loads, big net loads, out of tributaries of the Trinity River in the last 2 days. And it's a huge amount of trash that is no longer out there. But in just one site, to put it into perspective, from three sites and one tributary, we removed enough to fill up a 40-yard dumpster bin. And that's essentially the size of a semi-trailer.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You and the NEC volunteers went out and picked garbage up from these sites. Is that because there's no real governmental agency that does that?
Well, like I said, we were working in conjunction with the Forest Service, with Department of Fish and California Department of Fish and Wildlife, Army National Guard, all there as well. So there was, you know, governmental and non-governmental agencies working side by side, along with volunteers. And just to clarify here, North Coast Environmental Center is collaborating as part of the Northern California Remediation Coalition, and that includes folks from the Integral Ecology Research Center, which Dr. Murad Gabriel heads up, is along with restoration leader Josh Smith with the Watershed Center in Hay Fork, and then the High Sierra Volunteer Trails crew. RCAA and the Trinity County Resource Conservation District. And, you know, it's a really amazing effort to see so many people getting together and uniting to go out and clean up a lot of these sites. And it was a pretty extensive operation. It continues to go on this week, and we'll have more cleanups in the future. So it really is a community effort. And I think one that really shows how much we can get done working together.
And this agency that you referenced, headed up by Dr. Murad Gabriel, why would people recognize his name?
Murad has been calling attention to the issues in relation to a lot of the toxicants that are out on these grow sites on our public lands, looking at the heavy use of rodenticides and other biocides, other pesticides, and the impact on forest carnivores such as the Pacific fisher, northern spotted owl, a lot of other creatures that are heavily impacted by the use of really highly toxic stuff out there.
And he also was the person whose dog was apparently poisoned by one of these exact rodenticides that he is trying to call attention to?
That's right.
Yeah, Decon, right?
Well, Decon goes by other names. You know, it's interesting. The sites that we were out on this time around, we didn't see any of the super toxic anticoagulant rodenticides like the Decon, the Brodificum, that we've seen in the past, that he has seen in the past out there. But we did see that we did remove over 29 pounds of other rodenticides. The bromethylene is one of the neurotoxins that we were finding out there. And as listeners may know, California banned this year the retail sales of the anticoagulants, which is a huge step in the right direction. But there's still access to this stuff out on the market. And I think that's calling attention to the issues, the harms on the landscape, the threat to the wildlife, is really an important thing to keep in mind. And as we move to further getting these off of the shelves of our local stores and getting this out of the environment overall.
Well, let me ask a point of clarification. Again, we're talking with Dan Arisman and Jennifer Savage. They're up in Arcata at the North Coast Environmental Center office. And when you went out, you said that you did not find these super toxic rodenticides.
Well, did not find the anticoagulant rodenticides.
You did not find those, and that is because obviously they have been banned.
That may very well have a role in this, and I think as we see the ramifications of the ban of the retail sales, it's still available for commercial companies that are doing this professionally. Which I think personally is still a problem to have these extremely toxic contaminants that can go up the food chain and impact not just the targeted species, but those beyond.
What is the success in your estimation? And again, there's no real way to quantify this, but there has been a concerted effort to raise awareness about decon. There was a campaign called Did Your Pot Kill a Hawk? Which is basically like if some like hippie, you know, freshman is sitting in the HSU dorms smoking weed, like if they knew that weed as a byproduct was actually killing endangered species, they would feel like they are messing their life up and doing it wrong. So you're trying to call attention to this. How effective do you think that's been?
I think those campaigns are hugely important, and I really applaud those that are really passing that message along and getting that out to the community, not just the consumers, but those that are growing these products. And, you know, as far as the operations on public lands, I think that's a different scene entirely. And I think that's going to be more difficult to get the word out because there are folks that are already trespassing on public land, putting in, you know, draining off entire creeks for these grows, you know, thousands of plants along denuded hillsides. So that's going to be a different issue to solve entirely. But I think those campaigns are hugely important. And I think that's really a great thing.
Are there photos or videos available of your and your team's cleanup efforts? Like, I'd love to see, you know, what's coming out of these trespass grows.
Yeah, there will be photos coming out. There is a press day. There was a press day last year that a lot of footage came out of the Mother Jones article. A lot of information that's already available online, and there are tons of photos out there of these sites. And you know, it's really amazing to see the extent of the damage. And really, at the end of the day, how much stuff is pulled out of there, not just the toxicants, not just the toxic substances, but the miles of black poly pipe, as well as the tarps that were the diversion dams that were siphoning off entire tributaries. So,
and by poly pipe, you mean like this irrigation tubing?
Yeah.
Like, what do they call it? The Humboldt County creeping vine?
That's right.
Is there any sort of tip line set up? Because, you know, there's so they are called trimmigrants sometimes. So many people come to town and they work these trim camps. Is there a tip line set up for them to anonymously notify biologists or officials of, like, flagrant violations of that sort of practice?
Well, first of all, I think just making sure that we're differentiating between the public land grows and the private land grows. But as far as calling attention to environmental damage that is being done, people should be in touch with their local agency, Fish and Wildlife Agency, and that's who I would recommend contacting. But any law enforcement agency would be obligated to take the issue up. But Fish and Game, or California Department of Fish and Wildlife, as it's now called, is really the lead agency in terms of environmental degradation out there, and they would get the word out. But
somebody could probably call the Cal Tips line.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the Department of Fish and Wildlife has a Cal Tips line. I think it's 1-800 Cal Tips.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Cal, C-A-L, not Cal, not like Cal Tips.
Yeah, it just seems like, you know, everybody wants to do the right thing, and there's so many eyes on the prize. It's kind of mystifying how that is still even a thing, considering the general conscientiousness of the cultivating community.
It's really amazing, too, all the effort that goes into setting these up, because Dan, I don't think, mentioned that it's not like they're just cruising up to the cleanup in their cars. I mean, there's a serious hike in, and there's so much stuff.
That's they have why a helicopter, you know?
They need a helicopter to get it out.
A lot of these sites were over 40-minute hike in and, you know, pretty steep hillside. So it's – and the amount of gear that would take to – that it would take us to haul out – is pretty phenomenal. I mean, like I said, we had 12 helicopter net loads come out of sites yesterday, and over 150 bags of trash and the poly pipe on top of that. I mean, it's really astounding how much gear is hauled in on foot. And to see the sights out there, it is pretty phenomenal.
Also, when you consider how much water is being diverted out of these creeks to fill those pipes. Let's wrap it up, because when people go to these cleanups, and again, shout out to all the volunteers who went out with North Coast Environmental Center and the various agencies involved in these trespass grow cleanups, but you wind up finding weird stuff. Last year, I found a wrapper on, I think it was the Earth Day cleanup, and it was like a battery-operated personal pleasure device. You know, and I remember finding this garbage going, how did this become garbage? What did you guys find out there that was kind of peculiar?
Peculiar? Well, I mean, a lot of odd stuff has been found out there, but I think the most disturbing is obviously the immense amount of toxic substances that are being spread out across the landscape, and that's really hands down the most crazy thing to me. But there's also at the campsites there's all sorts of stuff. It's too much to say. So,
well, I think without is there anything else that we wanted to cover on today's show, Jen?
Will there be future opportunities for people to volunteer, Dan?
Yeah, if folks want to volunteer in the future to help out with the cleanups on public land, the trespass grow sites, they can get in touch with us directly at the North Coast Environmental Center. Can email coastalcleanup@yournec.org or call our office 822-6918. Be happy to add you to the list. And definitely there will be more cleanups in the days and year ahead.
But since you guys are on Skype, that's like 40 pounds of carbon that did not go into the sky to get somebody here to the studio to do it. So I say thumbs up. Let's do more of this Skype stuff, huh?
Okay.
All righty. Dan Arisman, Jen Savage, live up in Arcata. And that has been today's episode of Coastal Currents. We'll be right back.